This is Please Explain. I'm Tori Maguire. For the past few weeks, we've seen the coronavirus spread across mainland China and into Australia.
And tonight, there's confirmation the coronavirus has reached Australia.
Authorities just don't know how widespread this could become.
The Australian government, of course, has been taking this issue incredibly seriously. We have activated all the necessary precautions and procedures.
The reported number of cases in Australia is growing, and a sense of urgency and panic around the unknowns of the virus is whipping up a frenzy of misinformation online and on social media. So we have made this special Please Explain episode to give you more information based on what we know so far. From the Sydney Morning Herald, here is health reporter Rachel Klun.
Thanks, Dory. No doubt you've been seeing information about the coronavirus on the news and on social media. But what exactly is the new coronavirus, and how much are we at risk here in Australia? First up, let's look at what the coronavirus actually is. Dubbed 2019 nCoV, the new disease is from the large family of coronaviruses, which include SARS and some common colds. It also has cold or flu-like symptoms, which can include a fever, cough, runny nose, and a sore throat. In serious cases, patients can develop pneumonia. Coronaviruses are common in animals, and it's believed this particular virus jumped from animal to human in a live animal and seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan sometime in December.
Studies in the past have shown that over 70% of new viruses in humans arise from animals. So far, the genetic analysis suggests that the virus jumped species or arose fairly recently in humans, probably in November or December, they're saying, and it looks like it's from a mammal. And these coronaviruses commonly arise from bats.
That was Professor Raina McIntyre, who is head of the Biosecurity Research Program at the Kirby Institute at UNSW. Part of the concern around this virus is that there are still a lot of unknowns. Scientists have been able to confirm the virus can spread before people show symptoms, but Commonwealth Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, stressed people were most at risk if they had prolonged contact with confirmed cases.
In terms of walking past people in the street who may or may not be infected, that is also virtually totally safe.
Professor Kelly said the virus is transmitted by droplets, which can't travel far or infect surfaces.
People that sneeze or cough, the virus particles can go onto surfaces. They rapidly die. They don't get transmitted over a long distance.
So why has it been such a challenge for authorities to contain the spread of the virus in China and around the world?
It's more challenging when a virus is spread without symptoms because the measures we rely on to track a disease and to stop the spread is firstly quickly identifying people who are sick and isolating them, and then tracking all their contacts and watching them to see if they develop symptoms. Now, if someone is spreading infection without symptoms, they would never be on the radar of health authorities. So that's what makes it more challenging.
Raina explains that in the case of coronavirus, people with the disease are able to spread the infection without any symptoms. So this makes it more challenging because these cases are not on the radar of authorities.
How I answer this question today may be different from how I answer it tomorrow.
That was New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant at a press conference on Wednesday. Because this virus is still so new, so much remains unknown, which is why there has been so much anxiety from the public. Social media groups have been accused of spreading misinformation about the disease. We're not going to go into any of these rumours in detail here, but the virus can't be spread through food, you can't get the virus if you've received a parcel from China, and you can't just get it off someone you walk past on the street. Which brings us to Australia. What have our local health authorities been doing to stop the spread of the disease? Earlier this week, independent schools in New South Wales made the decision to tell families who have just returned from China to keep their children home for 14 days. Soon after, the New South Wales government followed suit.
Parents who may have holidayed with their children in China over the Christmas and our New Year period, if they have not yet been out of China for 14 days, then we're going to ask those parents to support the community by holding back your children from going to each one of those facilities.
To take this extra step as a precautionary measure to make sure that our children are safe in our schools and our early childhood facilities, we think it's the right one. We're asking parents to keep their children at home. We know that many in the community have been wanting to see this, and I think it's important that we are taking this as a precautionary measure.
That was New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard and Education Minister Sarah Mitchell. The federal government is also confident that they have the spread of the virus under control. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, said,
I stress that we have tested a large number of Australians with a relevant travel history and relevant symptoms, and the great majority of those have been negative. World Health Organization has now estimated that only about 20% of people with this condition have a severe disease. So we do want to emphasise that the majority of people have a mild disease, and still most of the deaths are in people who are older and have, and the Chinese are reporting them to have, comorbidities. The Australian public should go about their business reassured that the risk to them is extremely low. We are well prepared if more cases come. We're well prepared in our state and territory health services to isolate people as necessary and manage them.
So what about the 600 or so Australians who are stuck in the Wuhan province? Well, on Wednesday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that these citizens will be flown back to Australia and quarantined to Christmas Island for a 14-day period.
Young people, particularly infants, and those who are elderly. And that would be our priority in any operation we were able to put in place. Those assisted, we will be standing up Christmas Island as a quarantine area. They will be transported to Christmas Island.
And lastly, New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant told the media the state's hospitals were well prepared.
Every hospital across the state, we've asked to look at how they would manage a case. We've sent out guidance to our emergency departments. We've got posters. We've also got a triage sort of warning that comes up in the triage screen to prompt about travel overseas and China in particular, in the Hubei province, which is the epicentre of this.
So where to from here? Well, this story is still unfolding and we're learning new information each day. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said this is a serious and evolving situation. And while health officials won't speculate on whether Australia will end up with more cases, they're confident they'll minimise the virus's spread. Here's what we know so far. Symptoms don't necessarily have to be present before they're spread to another person. The virus is spread by droplets, and health officials say only people who have had sustained close contact are at risk. If you've travelled to China recently, our health authorities suggest children should not go to school 14 days after arriving back in Australia. If you have any respiratory illness, wear a surgical mask and see a doctor, and the federal government are making more of these available in the coming days. And as Professor Murphy said, most cases of the virus are quite mild, like a regular cold or flu. If you want to know more about the new coronavirus, including signs and symptoms, state and federal health departments have plenty of online information. We'll be sure to keep you updated on the coronavirus on this podcast, as well as the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age websites, as more information on this virus unfolds.
That was Rachel Klun, health reporter from the Sydney Morning Herald. Please Explain is brought to you by the newsrooms of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Subscriptions power our newsrooms, so to support independent journalism, search Subscribe, the Sydney Morning Herald or The Age. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please leave us a ratings or review on iTunes. This episode of Please Explain was produced and edited by Leah Samoglu. Additional audio support from Yuji Shimada. Amelia Maguire manages logistics and planning, and Tom McKendrick is our head of audio. I'm Tori Maguire. Thanks for listening.